We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, we're back. Marks and Reese. Eagles have needs on the defensive side of the ball, Ike. And then actually multiple needs. Only 2 weeks into the season. Minkah Fitzpatrick was mentioned. I don't know if the Eagles were mentioned to be suitors. The Steelers end up giving a first-round draft pick, which I was surprised they gave up that much. I guess they needed to get him. The dude just was drafted last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Jalen Ramsey now available. And to discuss is our insider, Raider.com Sports NFL Insider, Jason LaConfora. As always, insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. You can post the job today at Indeed.com/hire. Jason LaConfora, Jason, John, and Ike, thanks for joining us.
You got it. How you guys doing?
Wow, we're doing good, but we're also a little bit concerned about the defense, even though they played relatively well in Atlanta, but we can see some holes right there. So let's quickly start with the Minkah Fitzpatrick stuff. You're the first one on it. How deep were the Eagles involved in those discussions?
They certainly inquired. I'm told they had interest. They weren't willing to go to the level that it took to consummate a deal. But they were one of a small handful of teams that, you know, were doing their due diligence, were staying in touch with the team and or the agent, and we're, you know, look, as how we look, that's how they operate, man. They're not going to just categorically rule things out. By and large, they're going to check things out and see if it makes sense. And they were certainly in this for a while, but ultimately weren't willing to pay that sort of price.
Mm-hmm. How likely is Jalen Ramsey to be traded from the Jags in the next week or two?
I don't know that it necessarily a week or two has to be that time frame, but we've got a lot of time between now and the end of April, the trade deadline, and I don't see him being there on the other side of the trade deadline. And maybe, you know, maybe that the market heats up so quickly that they get what they want now. But as long as he doesn't get hurt, we know there's already a need for corners, and he may be the best in the business. And other teams are going to lose, it's just a game of attrition, right? I mean, teams, by and large, don't get healthier as the season goes on. It's the other way around. So, you know, I don't see him getting paid there. And they don't really see themselves paying him. And would you have to do it now? No, but you might as well because of the blow-ups and because things between him and the organization and the coach clearly are not getting any better. And that's a combustible group of players there. And they're trying to initiate some sort of a cultural change. But it's just not taking hold, and he's been one of the guys at the heart of it. But, man, what a football player. And, you know, he, like I said, he may be the best in the business. The fact of the kind of money he's going to want complicates things. But we've also seen that this league, all it takes is one person to be incredibly desperate, like a Bill O'Brien and Laremy Tunsil, for instance. So I would say stay tuned.
Mm. Eagles in?
This would be a tough one. You know, I think for what you're going to have to pay him and with what they already sort of have going on in their salary structure and what it would take to get him as well, you know, I don't know. I never say never with those guys, but this doesn't seem to me to be the kind of match that Fitzpatrick would have been, just because, you know, Fitzpatrick, you know, you've got him several more years really dirt cheap. Then that's, you know, Jalen Ramsey is going to want to be paid sooner rather than later.
Yeah, I would think anybody who's going to pay the price tag to get him from the Jags, that would be their plan, right? Like, that would be your plan if you're going to give up a King's ransom to get the guy. Don't you want to keep him?
Well, but you've got him for 2 years. You know what I mean? I mean, that's the thing. I mean, you got him, you know, this year is just, you know, rookie base minimum salary, and then you got the fifth-year option. So, like, that's the thing, but you know that he really wants to be paid right now, and he feels like he's already put in the work. He's proven to be one of the best in the world at what he does, and he's played on the cheap now for, you know, a third straight year, certainly far below the level of production. So, I mean, that's sort of the rub. You know what I mean? Fitzpatrick's only got one season under his belt. I mean, you couldn't renegotiate with him, you know, until after next season, even if you wanted to. Whereas Ramsey's already past that threshold where he could have got taken care of like Todd Gurley did, or you know, like Ezekiel Elliott did after year three. Mm-hmm. They chose not to do it. So I think that's where this one, when you say a week or two, I'm not sure, because I think the agent's going to need time to figure out what is realistic and not realistic from a financial standpoint. He's got to get the kid on board with that. You got to work out trade compensation also. It could happen quickly, but I wouldn't bank on it.
Yeah, I'd be surprised for a player of this magnitude. That is a deal that it takes time, because the Jags, they aren't going to just give him away.
No, and they figure, you know, as long as he's healthy, he's going to be the best trade piece out there between now and the deadline. And, you know, teams, I mean, if you look at the film and you think he's a player, and I don't know how you don't, and then you lose a corner, I don't know how he doesn't become even more attractive to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no doubt about it. Jason Lockenfora, our Radio.com Sports NFL insider, joining us. Jason, so that's corner for the Eagles. Now, I mean, we're looking at maybe even more of a pressing need, because the Eagles actually have bodies at corner with a couple coming back. But now we're talking about defensive line. Malik Jackson goes down, season-ending injury. Timmy Jernigan comes in, and he's out for at least maybe 4 weeks, according to reports. So the NFL, Jason, seems like it's changing, and there's a lot more trades in today's game than there were even 5 years ago, which I actually think is great. Will there be some veterans available in the next few weeks before the trade deadline on the defensive line that would interest Howie Roseman and the team?
I would think so. I mean, look, if you're the Jacksonville Jaguars, and you're entertaining trading Jalen Ramsey, and this is clearly a rebuild, and Nick Foles, you know, if he comes back at all, we're talking 8-10 weeks. Like, why would you, like, do you really think Calais Campbell's going to be there for you on the other side of a rebuild? I mean, Jacksonville, I would think, and you know, you mentioned Malik Jackson, obviously he's got ties there. I would think Jacksonville, if you're trading Jalen Ramsey, you're also trading a few guys on the wrong side of 30 who aren't as young as him, clearing cap space and getting your ducks in a row, you know, for a rebuild. And look, this appears to be the league of the haves and the have-nots more than ever. I mean, we're seeing, you know, multiple teams favored by 20 points every week. So will there be owners 4 or 6 weeks from now saying, you know, the GM says, hey, I know this guy's been a big part of our organization, but, man, we could clear this much money this year and this much cap space and that much next year? I mean, yeah, right? I mean, I think, you know, and Howie's always as proactive as anybody in the league, so... As we get a little deeper into the season and as they get a feel for which young players are developing and where their real needs are, there certainly will be trades to be made.
All right. Jason, as always, appreciate it, man. We'll talk to you
soon.
Appreciate
it, brother.
No worries. Thank you, guys. Have a good week.
All right. Yeah. That was Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Jason Lockenfora, brought to you by Indeed. Insider call is always brought to you by Indeed. Post the job today at Indeed.com/hire. We appreciate it. So there you go. Yeah, you're gonna have to pay. You're gonna have to pay significantly, and then the team's also gonna say, "All right, well, does this mean that we're just trading him for the existing contract? Are we re-upping him right now? Are we giving him $120 million right now?" You know, there's a lot of I's the dot and T's the cross, but the player's available.
Well, I mean, you don't even get in if you're not serious.
Nope.
You're not gonna lowball him. You're not gonna lowball the Jags.
No.
So if you're not serious, then why even get involved? You think you're going to lowball this guy?
No.
You're going to make him the highest paid corner in the league, or don't trade for him.
Yep.
So you're not going to trade for a guy and then create the issue that he has in Jacksonville here. You trade for the guy, you're going to pay him.
You make him happy.
You trade for the guy and then make him play on a franchise tag and a fifth-year deal?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That really will make him happy.
888-729.
Yeah. If you're not all in with the guy, then don't be all in with him.
Yep. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, no, believe me. If they traded for him, Howie would almost have a. Do they announce an extension right away? I mean, they'd be damn close to it. 888-729-9494. Mark
Reese.
It
don't have to be done right away. I'm just saying your intent. You need to let him know that you plan on. Taking a look at this extension in the near future. That's what he needs to feel like you brought him here because you want him here.
You tell the agent, we know that you want to be the highest paid corner ever. We acknowledge that, and we know that we're going to do that for you. We just have to work out the details of it. But we plan on having Jalen here for the next 6, 7, 8 years.
Because let me tell you, he's the type of guy, he gets upset, or he's in one of those moods. Yeah, it'd be great for us here on the radio because we'll have something to talk about. but he'll shut a locker room down.
Well, it's a T.O. type.
Yes.
It's a T.O. type.
Yes.
Toxicity.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree.
Maybe not as bad, but that type of – dude, when you're one of the – think about that. Jared Goff, Carson Wentz. I think it was Jalen Ramsey.
He went five overall.
Did he go five? Who was third in there?
Well, he – and
because it was Zeke went four.
Mm-hmm. 2017.
So it was Goff, Wentz, 15. Zeke was four, and Ramsey was five. You're right. He was a top five
pick. And that was a hell of a value at five. And, yeah. And they knew it, too. Because there was a lot of talk he was going to go number one.
Yeah, he came out and he was the best player.
Bosa.
Oh, Bosa was the third pick.
Yep. That's Goff, Wentz, Bosa.
That's a hell of a top five right there.
Oh, loaded, God, draft. Man. Yeah. Oh,
goodness
cow.
Gracious, yeah.
Ronnie Stanley.
And that's not even mentioning Dak was in the fourth round.
Laramie Tunsil was like the 14th pick. That was the Laramie Tunsil draft.
Was that draft?
Yeah.
Gas mask.
Okay.
He had the gas mask bong, yeah.
Yeah, he just got traded.
And then Corey Coleman went 15th. He's on his.
He's not even in the league.
he's
done.
Team. Yeah. It's funny how it works out. All right, we'll get back into it because, yeah, everybody wants Jalen Ramsey, but did the Eagles really need a player like Jalen Ramsey to be a Super Bowl team in 2019, to win a Super Bowl in 2019? We'll get into it on the other side. And the worst, funniest news clip in history. We'll play that for you coming up next. 888-729-9494. It's Marks and Reese on 94WIP. Back right after this. Hey, listen. What about Uber, right? Drive around time in Uber, chat up the drivers, right? Uber drivers love talking about Uber and how good it is. And right now, it is a great time to get in. Uber guarantees earnings offers for new driver partners. So check this out. When you drive with Uber, you'll have phone support 24/7 to get the help you need when you need it. Uber also maintains all auto liability insurance on behalf of drivers in case of a covered accident. In addition to being your own boss working on your schedule, when you drive with Uber and sign up for instant pay, every day can be a payday. You can cash out up to five times a day. And here's the kicker. Uber's providing a limited times earning guarantee offer, so you know in advance what you'll earn. Right now, all new Uber driver partners can earn at least $2,000 in Philadelphia for their first 300 trips completed within 90 days of sign-up. It's a limited time offer. Terms do apply. If you don't make the amount of money, guaranteed money of $2,000 in fares for your first 300 trips, Uber will pay the difference. Sign up today to uber.com/drive. That's uber.com/drive. Certain restrictions apply. See site for details. All right, we're back. Marks and Reese. Ike, earlier in the show, pulled out a three-quarters of a $20 bill, and I found a quarter of another $20 bill. Ike has an old bill. I have a new bill. And it literally looks like it should match, except they're different bills, right? But I believe, Ike, three-quarters of a bill, you can still use it. I have to Google that. I think that 20 is still good.
Yeah, someone called in and said that you can.
Yeah.
I don't know if I trust our listeners, but I'll trust that.
No, but I've heard that before.
Can I just take it to the bank and get a new one?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe
walking across the street.
Because the last thing I want to do is be that dude at the grocery store that pulls out the three-quarter 20.
Well, and then you get the cashier who doesn't know, calls the manager over. You're like, Reese, is this counterfeit? What is he doing? There's tape all over it.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I'm going to be that guy.
Next thing you know, the police department are coming in. Yeah, don't do that. No, just take it over to the bank across the street and say, I'd like to deposit this, and I want to withdraw a different 20.
Yeah.
No? Just give me another 20.
For some reason, I think you're setting me up, man.
No. No. Well, no. Listen, we'll Google it. All right, we'll see. Yeah, but I don't know why. I don't know where this other the other quarter of a 20 came from. You could see the pictures. It's creepy. At Mark Cerise WIP, our Instagram page. And we're also going to be we filmed Ike doing Inside the Play. So you'll be able to watch that video also on our Instagram page, Mark Cerise WIP.
Yeah, I'm sure they're looking forward to that.
Instagram influencer Ike Reese.
Dude, the last video we put out got an unbelievable response. My barber to me said to me today, he said, excuse me, he said, it was really cool. I didn't know Ike was so animated when he spoke.
Oh.
And I said, dude, you have no idea. He starts sweating. He's got the vein in the head. He's pointing. The eyes are really wide.
Yeah, I don't even see y'all. Like Jack has learned this.
Blackout.
Yeah, Ben had to realize, like, is he yelling at me or?
Yeah, just let him go.
Yeah, it's like, no, Ben, you're just there. Yeah, you're not really.
Ike's left-handed, so that the left-hand pointer is going crazy. He's like throwing left crosses. It's great. So we'll have that video coming up here at some point. But definitely give us a follow on Instagram. All right, we're going to play the funniest news clip ever. This is courtesy of a Los Angeles television station. Normally, when you get some people green behind the gills that are fresh out of college or they work in a smaller market, when
green
they screw
behind
up.
Behind the gills?
Yeah.
That's the second time I've heard that today. I don't know where the first time I heard it.
Really?
Yeah, it was on this station, though.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it was a host or somebody that called in.
Yeah, well, I mean, it means they're... You know,
I know what it means. I'm just saying.
It's a viable...
yeah, it's applicable. Applicable.
Yeah.
You just talk so like old for someone that's not that old.
He has an old soul, though, man.
I do. That's true.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, these are some of the phrases that I use, man.
Green behind the gills.
Right. So anyway, you'll see a recent college grad in Idaho or in Rochester, New York or somewhere. And like they're not the most polished reporter or weather person or sports person. So you can understand them screwing up. This is Los Angeles, Ike. Right? This is the number two market. And so here's the, it's a little bit short. We looked for the extended version. We couldn't find it. But listen to the reporter. I guess someone had, I don't know, just listen.
We tried to reach out to the man who died in this pursuit. They were unavailable for comment.
Huh? Wow.
Play it again.
We tried to reach out to the man who died in this pursuit. They were unavailable for comment.
I can see why.
I felt bad for it, though, man.
Why? Because a billion people saw it on social media?
Yes. And I'm like, does she even know? Well, she knows now.
she knows.
We tried to reach out to the man who died in this pursuit. They were unavailable for comment.
Right.
Oh, that is so bad.
It's all, and I think like a lot of like we can take getting our chops busted,
mm-hmm.
right? TV people are wired a little bit differently, right?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if she's going to be able to survive that. Right? Because what you do is...
Oh, she'll be horrified by that.
You have fun with it.
Yeah.
You roll with it. You laugh about it. You move on. But what a lot of the TV people will do is just like act like it didn't happen and... Right?
You think she was surprised that they didn't get a comment back?
Apparently. They're still waiting for comment, Jack.
Well, we tried to reach out to the man who died in this pursuit. they were unavailable for comment.
I mean, it's all over social media.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I saw it yesterday.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
That's great. All right. Well, good luck to her. You can do some research on who it is, Jack, and what it was.
Get back to us.
Yeah, get back to us. All right, back to the phones. And back to the Eagles, right? Obvious need a corner. And, I mean, I would actually say, like, all right, like, long term, getting a number one corner, I mean, a defensive end that can get to the passer you need to. But long term, you need a number one corner. They can try to give us Ronald Darby. They can have a lot of corners there. Like they definitely have strength by numbers, how many corners that they have. But and they have some decent guys too. I don't think that they have a bunch of guys that aren't NFL players. They do, but they don't have a true number one corner. And until you get that guy, you're always going to be searching for him. And Jalen Ramsey's that guy. I mean, there's no question about it. And he's available. And it's not often the guy that good, that young, becomes available.
Yeah, you're talking about a 24-year-old, to me, the best cornerback in the league, can play man-to-man, prefers to play man-to-man, bump and run coverage, really where you don't have to worry about the other team's best receivers. Now, if that quarterback wants to try Jalen Ramsey and force balls over in his area, then you're playing with fire. He's not Deion Sanders because he doesn't have the speed that Deion Sanders played with. But shutting down wide receivers, I mean, he's getting in that direction.
Yeah.
He's getting in that direction. And, again, you're talking about a 24-year-old that's been really all pro since his rookie year. Mm-hmm. Pro bowler since his rookie year. He's in his fourth year.
Yep.
He's been all pro 3 years. He's been in the Pro Bowl 3 years. Like,
he's the best corner in the league.
It's rare when you draft a corner that high and they have him built up coming out of college that he actually turns into that lockdown, shutdown corner. Mm-hmm. How many guys do we need to go back over that were supposed to be lockdown, shutdown corners that came out of college that were top five guys?
A lot more than guys that actually developed into those guys.
I want to say Ramsey might be the only one.
Like, never does that player then, after finally developing into that kind of corner, never are they then available at age 24.
Yeah. I don't even think Revis was drafted that high. Patrick Peterson did. He was drafted that high.
He was drafted that high.
He came out with that hype, too.
Patrick Peterson. Claiborne.
Right. That's what I was thinking of, who stunk.
Yeah, totally overrated.
Yeah, Mo Claiborne, yeah.
Yeah, totally overrated.
And the Browns drafted one. A Gilbert? Didn't they draft a
car? No, Denzel Ward. Ward was a top five pick.
Yeah, and somebody else. They traded a Pittsburgh.
Justin Gilbert?
Was it Justin Gilbert, I think?
Yeah. Hayden? Well, DJ Hayden was later.
Not DJ Hayden.
Joe Hayden.
Hayden was a top, I don't know if he was top five, he was top 10.
Well, he's talented for sure, and he's still talented, but he never developed into the player. No, not to this. He's the best cornerback in the league. Yeah. And it's not like he's going to start to go backwards. In fact, he may get better. In a better organization with a more stable coach, GM, front office structure, owner.
Oh, yeah.
He may get better.
Yeah.
It's going to cost you 2 first-round draft picks. That's a lot. Ike, it's a lot. Especially in today's NFL, where these draft picks are supposed to be inexpensive players. When you're a free agent, you're making a lot of money. When you're a draft pick, when you're making good money, you're not making. You're making $2, $3, $4, $5 million. You get to your fifth year option, you're making 13. That's what Ramsey. But he's under control, and you have to be willing to meet the price.
Mm-hmm.
And let's do our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. When you're looking to get engaged, Mark's Jewelers is the place to go. Route 309 in Montgomeryville, Pennsylvania. Online, marks-jewelers.com. And just let me say this. I absolutely, positively, 1,000%, I want Jalen Ramsey. I would even give 2 first-round picks. 2 first-round picks for a guy that's this good, it's worth it. Because they need him. It's a need. Right? It's a need. I don't know if he's going to do it, but it's a need. But are they a Super Bowl team without him? And that's really the question. Without Jalen Ramsey in 2019, and we have 2 games to look at so far, do the Eagles need Jalen Ramsey to win the Super Bowl this season? 73% say yes, they do.
Wow.
Without Jalen Ramsey, the Eagles are not winning the Super Bowl this season.
Oh, how the times have changed.
Oh, my God, Jack. 2 weeks ago, I was negative John because I was like, this defense is... Now they need Jalen Ramsey to be able to do it.
Yeah, it's called proof is in the pudding.
Well...
That's what it's called.
You're right in the fact it's reacting to what they've seen from the defense so far this year.
Yeah, we've seen our corners. They aren't better than what they were last year like we thought they would be. They've lost two defensive tackles.
Yes.
You can't get consistent pass rush. Pressure on the quarterback.
Nope. You're right.
So you know why you go get a Jalen Ramsey? He's going to force that quarterback to hold the football a little longer.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
He makes you better. 1,000%. Do they need him? They definitely need him. Can they win a Super Bowl without him? Of course they can.
No, they can't.
Of course they can.
Who's covering Antonio Brown?
Can I get back to you?
Josh Gordon. Julian Edelman.
Well, Josh Gordon might be covering himself.
Well, I'm just saying. Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
Sammy Watkins. Who's covering these guys? Yeah. He's talking about winning the Super Bowl. This is who we're playing.
No, I get it. But if we had the same conversation when Nick Foles is the quarterback, how are they going to beat the Patriots? It couldn't be explained. Sometimes sports can't be explained.
Oh, you're going on hope. Yeah, that's what you're doing. That's nonsense.
Maybe you
caught lightning in a bottle once, and now you want to react like everybody else who thinks the backup quarterback can go win the Super Bowl for everybody. Like, that's lightning in a bottle. That's not the normal.
Yeah, but for this year, you need an end more than you need a corner. I would take Jalen Ramsey in a second, but you need pass rush. You need a defensive tackle.
Yeah, but we missed out on that
job.
Well, give me an end. If you ask me, do I want Khalil Mack or Jalen Ramsey, then yeah, we're talking about something. You don't have an end. Give me an end.
I can't.
Exactly. So I'm trying to get more good players.
But there is
no Pro Bowl defensive end available. We let him go to Seattle.
I guess my point is that there's overreaction going on with the cornerbacks on this team. I'm not saying the cornerbacks are great.
Mm-hmm.
They play well enough to win the game. On Sunday night, you're going to be getting Jalen Mills back, and you're going to be getting Craven LeBlanc back. So I don't think that they're a top 10.
Is that supposed to make me feel better?
It should.
Craven LeBlanc, who we didn't even know at this time last year, had never heard of him before.
Know him now.
And we know him for what? Making one interception?
Was he good?
He's good at what? Hold on. You said Craven LeBlanc is good. Good at what?
Yes, at playing cornerback.
He made one interception.
He didn't play well at the end of last year?
He made one interception. Did he cover Michael Thomas?
I don't
think he did. He did not. Because I remember Michael Thomas catching a bunch of balls in that game. But Craven LeBlanc is playing the third best wide receiver.
Here's my point with the corners.
Yes.
They haven't played terribly so far, and they're getting guys back.
You're saying they haven't played terribly. That's the second worst passing defense in the league.
How about this? I thought they played pretty well on Sunday night, all things being considered.
Exactly, all things being considered, but that's not a championship defense.
Held the Falcons in their house to 24 points.
You know who's on Julio on that final drive?
No.
Jalen Ramsey.
Yep, he is.
I bet you they don't run that screen on Jalen Ramsey.
888-729-9494. 888-729-9494. The Eagles need Jalen Ramsey, but they don't need him to necessarily win a Super Bowl. The corners aren't great right now, but they can get better. And they're going to be getting guys back too, Ike. They can win a Super Bowl. They can win a Super Bowl. They can win a Super Bowl with this group, with guys that are coming back right now. Would Jalen Ramsey help? Of course he would help. 888-729-9494. Let's go to JJ in Wilmington. JJ, how are you?
Yeah, what's up, guys? How are you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Ike, what's up, brother?
Help me out, JJ.
Look, man, this when the Patriots win their Super Bowl, who shut down Alshon after his first touchdown? Stephon Gilmore, right? Who shut down Brandon Cooks and them boys last year in the Super Bowl? Stephon Gilmore did. When you get an opportunity to get a player of this caliber, your first two picks over the next 2 years wouldn't even equal up to what Jalen Ramsey could be. I am the only thing that scares me is how he's always looking for like a deal when he's making his trade. You can't do that here. You gotta go all in for it, man. The Steelers ended up giving up a first and a fifth in 2020, and they gave up a sixth in 21 for Minka. So you're going to have to give up multiple picks, maybe a player, I don't know. But, dude, when a player like this becomes available, like this is something where Howie just needs to grab his you-know-what and go for it, man. Amari Cooper two times a year with the Cowboys, no problem. Yeah, whoever you got to play in the playoffs. Michael Thomas or Julio Jones or any of the Rams receivers, he completely locks down one of them. He can press, he can bump and run, he can zone, and I swear he that toxic atmosphere over the last couple seasons in Jacksonville is why you're seeing him being so boisterous and everything. If you can get him in a winning culture and an organization like the Eagles, I guarantee you he would be an even better player. And get him around some guys like Malcolm Jenkins and Rodney McLeod, who can, you know what I mean, like show him the real way, he would be even better of a corner than he is now, man. And one other thing I wanted to say to you guys was when I was at the game Sunday night, and when we noticed Alshon with his helmet off and D-Jack going back and forth, and then noticed JJ and Mac out there so much when that started happening, dude, Carson was so, like, almost handcuffed at what he could do. Like, there was one – it came right at me specific. It was a normal Alshon route. JJ was running a back shoulder fade. He never even turned around and looked for the ball.
Yeah, JJ, Ike's got a better eye than me, obviously. He looked like a rookie out there on Sunday night.
Right lights.
Yep. Big spot. Not expecting to play that much. Right. All of a sudden you're out there.
That's what got him.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, Lord, I got to play the whole game?
Yep. Yeah, there's no other options there, Ortega. All right, we'll come back. We go uninterrupted for nearly 1 hour.
Yeah, in case you didn't notice, everybody's standing over there. You know, with a ball cap on, man. He's trying to get in the game.
888-729-9494. He's needed for sure by the Eagles, but can they win a Super Bowl without Jalen Ramsey? Is this defense good enough? Mike in South Jersey wants to blast me.
Let me check this out. He covered DeAndre Hopkins everywhere on the field Sunday, right? DeAndre Hopkins, 8 targets, 5 receptions, 40 yards.
And one of the best wide receivers in the game.
Well,
top three.
Well, somebody told me he was the best wide receiver last week.
Friday, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, Julio Jones wasn't.
Right. I mean, I think Julio is. I'm just saying.
Well, Julio had a great game.
Hopkins is still arguably the best. He's in
top
the conversation.
Three.
Yes, he's in the conversation. You just held that dude to 5 catches for 40 yards, reception of 14 yards.
A lot of that game was on red zone, too, late because it was so tight. And, man, listen.
Oh, by the way, one of the catches didn't really count.
Yeah, because it wasn't. You're right.
And one of those catches didn't count.
And they didn't challenge
it. And they didn't challenge it.
And he was mad about it.
Yes.
That's right. 888-729-9494. We'll start with Mike on the other side.
Come on, Howie.
He wants to blast me, Ike. And here's what I'll say to Mike. Be ready, because I'm ready today, Mike.
Uh-oh.
888-729-9494. Yeah, You better watch it.
What the hell was that?
I don't know what you want to blast me about. I had everybody yelling at me, calling me a loser because I didn't have them as a top five defense before the season started. Watch it. All right? 888-729-9494. My opinion hasn't changed on the Eagles. Everybody else's opinion has changed on the Eagles. Not me. 888-729-9494. Marks and Reese. 94 WIP. Back after this.
Hey, football is better when you've got some skin in the game, right? Now, luckily with FanDuel Sportsbook, you can bet on every football game from anywhere in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, or West Virginia. And even better, you can do it risk-free because FanDuel Sportsbook is giving you a risk-free bet worth up to $500. Just sign up using promo code Ike and place your first bet. If you don't win, FanDuel Sportsbook will refund your bet up to $500 in site credit. Now, best of all, FanDuel Sportsbook has lightning-fast withdrawals. Now, that means you can have your winnings in your pocket in as little as 24 hours. Now, if you're looking to place your $500 risk-free bet today, I take a look at Thursday night's action in professional football. Tennessee taking on Jacksonville in Jacksonville. Jacksonville turmoil, backup quarterback plan, start to...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.